It was a little theater just outside of Washington, D.C., and I had come to town just to see her perform. I'd been a big-time Erykah Badu fan since her freshman album, but I'd never seen her give a live show. The venue was standing room only, and we were packed in. And yet, once the set started, I felt like Erykah was directing every syllable of sound, every sway of movement, to me. It may or may not have been my imagination that we made eye contact many times among the hundreds of other fans singing along and basking in the soul-filling rhythms that flowed from the stage. We were transfixed in her presence. But the show wasn't hers alone. The audience was anything but passive participants. In fact, we sang along and responded as she called out to us. By the end of the set, we were all equal stakeholders in an experience that had in some way changed everyone in the crowd. But I left the Fillmore Theater that night, certain that Erykah had developed the absolute entirety of that experience specifically for me. And then I am eventually transported back to the classroom. Though the analogy may be imperfect, as are all analogies, it has become one of my favorite illustrations of what it is I envision when I describe the work of brilliant teachers. Like Badu, they draw you into an experience, and they make their audience feel as if it is designed uniquely for them. Just as with the brilliant Erykah Badu, the same is true of brilliant teachers. Their light doesn't just illuminate their own stage. It invigorates. It saturates those in assembly in such a way that they are absorbed in the brilliance themselves. The classrooms in which these teachers operate never quite look the same. But I've learned a lot from soaking up the energy in these spaces. I will tell you straight away that there is no simple algorithm for creating the dynamic, but one knows it when one sees it. In this way, it's a lot like being in love. Love is a word that is often activated in my inner dialogue when in the presence of such brilliance. These teachers operationalize love in ways that cannot be quantified, try as we might. No external confirmation is required. Nothing is wasted. Even the most subtle of moves has purpose. The meaningfulness of it all inspires me. Their words detail pictures that come to life in the most profound ways. Ideas as old as civilization are reconstructed such that every kiddo has equal authorship and access to them. I'm amazed at the prolific incarnations of understandings when a brilliant teacher is in that flow. It feels like watching Leonardo da Vinci paint the Mona Lisa or Marvin Gaye record What's Going On. It's immediately clear that something transformative is happening. And all I wish for is that the moment will last forever. I'm most enthralled by the creative choices of this brilliance that connect even the quietest or loudest or timid or confident or questioning or certain of students. The brilliance draws them all in like a supernova does every bit of matter in its orbit. But never, never have I seen it done exactly the same way by any two teachers. One recognizes the brilliance even as it surprises with its twists on traditional models. It feels like magic, except the learning in these moments is inspirited by its relevance and realness. There is no trickery. It's authentic. It's present. And it leaves the students changed forever.
This was a short extract from the audiobook Culturally Responsive Education in the Classroom, An Equity Framework for Pedagogy by Adeyemi Stembridge, narrated by Arco Mitchell and published by Taylor & Francis.